Back in Time, Remembering Rowan's Past offers a look back into the lives of Rowan County's most colorful residents and their animated stories. These series of plays have been written by J.D. Reeder, who has directed them for the Moorhead Theater Guild. In the past, audience members have learned about Moorhead's first major landowner, Isabella Oxley, the town's first entrepreneur, Colonel John Argus, and the man who the county is named after, Judge John Rowan. They also took a trip back to the year 1939, when a major flash flood left 25 people dead in Moorhead, and they also spent an evening with the Young family. For the fourth part of this ongoing series, Reeder tells the tale of Uncle Joe Jamieson, who was Rowan County's last Union veteran from the Civil War.
He was born in Ireland in 1844, came to North America as a youngster with his family, settled in North Central Ohio, and as a teenager, he enlisted in the Army, served in the Civil War in the Ohio Volunteer Infantry, the 120th Regiment, saw action at the Vicksburg Campaign in 1863, was wounded, taken prisoner, and survived the war.
The story that the Theater Guild would be performing focuses on Jamieson's trip to Gettysburg in 1938 for a reunion of Civil War veterans and to honor the 75th anniversary of the battle that took place there.
He made the trip accompanied by a local newspaper writer named Woody Hinton, who filed a series of news stories about their adventures, which provided the background that I used to develop the story and the script.
Along with Jamieson and newspaper writer Woody Hinton, the play will bring to life several other engaging characters, such as William Rittenhouse, a soldier who served with Jamieson, and Confederate veteran John Walker. Reeder says meeting someone from the opposing side helped Jamieson better understand the conflict.
So he certainly learned about another part of the war that he had no direct involvement in. They exchanged some conversation that probably led to a better understanding of things between the two of them, one old soldier from one side and another from the other side of that conflict.
Not only is Back in Time, Remembering Rowan's Past a joyful theater performance, but it also serves as a fundraiser for the Rowan County Arts Center in Moorhead. Reeder says past such efforts have done well, and he's expecting nothing less from Uncle John Jamieson's tale.
They've always been very well attended. We don't have grand ambitions for these. We figure if we raise $1,000 or $2, that's pretty good turnout, and they've all been very successful so far. There's a great deal of interest in local history here.
The performances are scheduled for this Friday and Saturday, the 22nd and 23rd, starting at 7 p.m., with live music and refreshments beginning at 6:30. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased at the door or in advance by calling the Art Center at 606-783-9857. Reporting for Moorhead State Public Radio, I'm Jordan Simonson.